الحمد لله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد ولا أمة بعد ولا كتاب بعد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد، people, human beings, they take different paths and journeys in this life. For example, one is the journey of one's career, one's profession. Then there is a journey of health, which people take and they look after themselves. Then there is journey of the marriage life. Then a person have a social circle, and there is a journey for that as well, friends. Then there is a financial journey which people try to establish themselves. Then some people, they have interest in hobbies and other things like political aspect and political journey to achieve something. So there are all kinds of journeys in this life. As soon as human being is born, and after they attain senses, different journeys start. Even when they are even baby, their journey is to have something to eat. But the thing is that all these journeys, they end at the time of death. We were not sent for these journeys, but these journeys are needs. Some of them are needs, some of them are desires. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, indicating to us that the purpose of our journey here, or the journey which should be our objective and purpose, is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person serves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are really serving themselves. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is free from need and want, or anything He needs from us, or He's in need of anything whatsoever, praise or shukr or ibadah or worship. He is free and beyond from these things. So a person who serves Allah and does good deeds is really fulfilling his own rights and is really doing good to himself. For example, you ponder for a while, if you even worship 1 million years, what good you have done to Allah? Have you given something extra to Allah which he didn't have? Or have you glorified him in a way actually that more than he's already glorified? Have you benefited him in any other way? Even for 1 million years, a person worship. No, no one can benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Samad, Allahu Samad. He is free from any want, need from the creation. And everyone is in need of him. So, what are we doing then if we are worshipping, sacrificing, serving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the beneficiary? Who is the beneficiary? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "Man amila salihan fali nafsi." Whoever does good deed, it is for his own self. "In ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum." If you do goodness, if you do good, "in ahsantum," if you do virtuous acts, "ahsantum li anfusikum," you've done good to yourself. "Wa in asatum falaha," and if you do evil, then it is upon you. You are the person who is going to lose. In actual fact, this is a whole point which is very, very important in whole of the Islamic teachings, which is to do with aqaid and even which is to do with human, because human beings, sometimes we feel burdened all the time so that we don't want to do something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding, we have to do it, it's a burdensome, but we have to do it for Allah subhajal and think that we have to do it. But think, after all, you are working for your 40, 50, 60 years life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you should work for your billions year life. That's the difference. But you are the beneficiary either here or there. Who is going to enjoy the pleasures of paradise? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to live in the palaces, na'udhu billah? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to eat the fruits and the foods of Jannah? No. Nor in this world, nor in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want anything. He is from these needs, he is free. So you'll see that the beneficiary, after all, is yourself. And the loser, after all, is yourself. No can do one do harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the loser, you are the beneficiary. So have mercy upon yourself, and I am upon myself. I should have mercy and compassion upon myself, that by serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the deen or traversing the path, you are really doing a big favor to your own self. Not to Allah, not to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they don't need all these things. So this is why this journey is the most important, because it's the most important journey for you. It's not that your life is something else, my life is around my career, my wife and children, this is something different, I just have to do it. No, this is for you, that this is the most important part of you, because this is going to last infinitely, millions and billions years, and what we and you have fallen for is also only matter of seconds. Compared to the life, that life. But because this word is repeated again and again, that do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serve Allah, some people, they tend to understand that they are doing it a favor or something good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they forget that really it is for themselves which is they are being asked to do, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this journey of Miraj and the path to Allah, the Miraj of the believer, is that journey. But firstly, you need to understand the stations, where the stops, the main conditions and the ways what will come into the way. Only then you can travel, otherwise you will be confused and you will actually just be distracted. So up to now, in the light of the journey of Miraj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are trying to benefit at our own level. At our own level, up to now you have come to know that a person needs to wake themselves up from the sleep of ghafla and heedlessness. And you've also learned how this happens, and we mentioned these things. Now this is not going to happen by just reading these things like death, barzakh. This is going to happen when every day you will get a portion of these things, a mixture of these things. You will feed your mind and soul with a portion of this. It's a nutrition for every day. Yes, it is good to say that you should eat solid food, bread, rice is good for you, proteins is good for you, salad is good for you, drink is, water is good for you. But if you just actually know these things and they are with you, but you don't eat these things every day, or you eat only one day and then actually leave it, you will still die from hunger. So here the purpose of mentioning is just to give you the knowledge that this is the nutrition which you need, not for one day, every day a portion is needed. So that is why you find the Quran, for example, Quran is not divided like this is book of beliefs, then actually this is a book of fiqh, chapter of fiqh, chapter of ruling, chapter of hajj, chapter of stories. It's not like that. You see the composition of Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. He's talking about aqaid, it immediately goes towards other things, fiqh, then it will go towards hell, then it will go towards actually paradise, then a story, then a this. I love to go through with you if it some examples of Quran, but as I say that we want to give you main message of this series. But if you will ponder over the Quran translation, it will seem there's no order. Although there is order, there's very perfect order, but for you it will seem that there's no order. But there is a perfect order and nutrition in there. It's like a dietitian makes a tray of food for you, or a dish for you, which comprises and consists of whatever exactly the level of protein and things you need every day. And there, so it will look a mixture. It won't be this is water, then there is actually eggs, then there is, it won't look like this, but if a dish is prepared, it will be a mixture. But it will provide you. So the composition of Quran, the tarteeb of Quran, if you read from Surah Al-Baqarah even, and or Surah Al-Fatiha, wherever, you'll find that there's variance. It's not good enough. For example, you have a book on death, and say, yes, this is book on death, 500 pages, 1,000 pages book on hell and paradise,
yes, you read it in 5 days and then you'll benefit from it all your life. It's not going to happen like this. That is only for that day only. Good for information, you read it, but the nutrition is like you can't eat food for 10 days. You say, okay, I'll eat today instead of as much as I can, and then you don't eat after that. So try to understand that we mentioned that you to make you up, wake you up, and make you realize that you are sleeping and you should be awake. It's a portion you need, regularly you need of these things. Sometime you are good, little bit about death. Sometime about day of judgment you are reading little bit. Every day, no matter it is, or listening to 5 minutes, pondering over day of judgment, or actually hell, or paradise, or reality of dunya, or life of a prophet, or thing, every day. Small portion. That is why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not sit with the Sahaba and were teaching them hours and hours books and things. He would give them small amount of teaching, like hadith you hear. So you hear hadith, most of hadith are 4 or 5 lines and the message is there. Mana ye hai ki that we either don't do it at all, or if we do, we think if we've done 4 days, 5 days now, alhamdulillah, it is sufficient for us, for our life. So what I'm saying is, in other words, that it's no use knowing these things unless you use them very frequently. That's why attending the gatherings of zikr and gatherings of nasiha are benefit, because you hear a mixture of things. It revives you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَذَكِّرْ, remind them. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ, verily reminding, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it helps believers. It helps. How it helps believers is that it motivates you, it keeps you fresh. That's how the media, the world is also, although the stomach is here, which is always inviting us towards dunya. But look at the marketing and advertisement agency, how what they are doing. Although we already have such apparatus and such organs on our body that which have the love of dunya, which are attracted to dunya anyway. But even in spite of that, still marketing, millions pounds are spent, newspapers, media. Why? Every day. Why don't the Coca-Cola come? They know, they say, for example, people already know about us. Let's stop marketing now. And really they know. But why they still are not stopping? Shaitan knows that he has sent people the message of zina, killing, drugs. But he said, I've sent the message, now people know, let me rest. But he is not resting. He's always actually there, shayateen with you, they're bombarding you with the same messages, been different from different corners, different views, different aspects. They know that any message which is given once, people actually then they don't pay heed to it. Although they know that message. So dunya ke maamle mein, regarding dunya, at least our stomach is here which want the food and things. Regarding akhirah, to hai bhi nahi humare paas koi cheez. So for that we have to rely on outside sources completely. Dunya to kashish hai, khana pet keh raha hai, bhook lagi hai. The eye say I want this. The heart says I want this. To akhirat ka to koi hai bhi nahi physically with us. Nor we can see akhirah. Lekin, we can see the things of the world, we can see mobile phones, we can see cars, we can see houses, we can see the drinks, we can see different things with our senses. Still there is marketing done, still sales people, they market, their marketing is done, books are written, billboards are there, everything. Now regarding akhirah, if you think I can't see Jannah. I can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't see hell. I can't see angels. They are in ghaib. So regarding that, if you even don't use your mental or hearing or understanding or listening faculties about them, you will be, you are doomed for failure. You will go in ghafla and you will go in sleep definitely. Because that part is already unseen. I am giving you the example of the world, that thing, cars are unseen things, but still they are marketing. Sweets you can see, you have tasted, still they are actually being actually marketed and actually advertisements are bombarded. Why? Because Shaitan and these people, although were in worldly terms, they understand the nature of the mind. So they are using it. And they are successful to a large extent. And I myself, sitting like dummy, nor I can see Akhirah, nor any hear things in which I can hear, nor I am doing that, nor reading. And then, obviously, I will go in the hand of Shaitan. So, previously I mentioned to you, but today I am mentioning to you how to use this prescription. That it is an everyday or very frequent portion you need, a nutrition, a dose you need. It's no good having medicine, they are the best medicine of the world, and you don't take the dose how you are required. So we mentioned about that, how to wake up yourself and then wake up others. You can't wake up others if you are asleep yourself. So those people who give dawah to others whilst they themselves are in ghafla, no one is going to listen to them. The words that will just actually be blocked, they'll know. Only the words that are going to travel to other people's hearts when you are also awake. When you are, meaning, practicing, you have that concern, that light in you which will be transferred to other people through words. So we covered that, and then we mentioned in relation to the Miraj that how to approach people. Then yesterday how Jibreel alayhi salam took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Hatim and then to the Abe Zamzam. That's where we were. And I mentioned to you that there, the teacher or the consultant or the mushir, like Abe Zamzam water was used. And I said, this water, the example of the knowledge which can take you, make you a king forever. Because in Jannah, you are going to be a king of a great kingdom which will be hundreds, sometimes tens times greater than this universe and earth. Imagine how much. Where you are the ruler in your own Jannah. So this is the message there, that you, how you become kings forever. Not kings for actually for some time, and that is not really, and always there is a fight going on, leg pulling and things. How can the kings rest? How can the president rest? Firstly, all struggle is to become president, then to maintain it and to actually just keep it there. And there's again struggle night and day. You see how the prime ministers, and they are actually very active people, meeting after meeting, traveling country after country, for meeting it here, now it's in the New York, now it is in Australia, this meeting in the... Sometimes they disturb their holidays and come back. Holiday maybe will attach on the phone actually what's happening in the country. Why they are doing it? For dunya. And for themselves and ego and self-respect and thing. Now where are the people who want to do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wo kahenge hum ye itikaf mein raat din khane peene aur baithne ke siwa koi kaam nahi aur hum sab bada mujahida kar rahe hain ji. رات دن فون کر رہے ہو گھر بڑا جی کام ہو رہا ہے بڑا مجاہدہ ہو رہا ہے کیا کھایا پیا وہ بیٹھ گئے और दुनिया वाले लोग जो आप देखते हैं सियासी लोग दे आर एक्टिव एक्टिव वेरी मच एक्टिव, वो सो भी नहीं रहे, हॉलीडे भी डिस्टर्ब हो जाता है, एंड दे कम बैक प्रेसिडेंट्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स एमएनएस एमपीज एंड मीटिंग आफ्टर मीटिंग एटसेट्रा. सो यू कैन लुक दैट द ह्यूमन बीइंग हैज पोटेंशियल टू सेक्रीफाइस. दैट वॉज द टाइप ऑफ कमिटमेंट द सहाबा एंड औलिया अल्लाह गिव टू द दीन. सो दिस नो सरप्राइज in there, no surprise in there, people are doing it for dunya. You can do it for your own, meaning they are doing it for you, their temporal little bit of life and temporal 5 years presidency, 4 years prime ministership, and you are being asked to, that you are a candidate of a millions year kingdom. And how much endeavor you should put in there. Even when your holidays are disturbed, we living in our own rest times, when we have time, we have difficult time. If I say to you, give 3 days, 5 days, 1 month, let's go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to serve the deen, and people think it's a thing which is doesn't normally happen. It's very, very difficult. You have to encourage million times, this is this and this is, you get this and nothing happens. Firstly, if you are dragging people like this, they are not coming. Like the nafs is like a donkey. Ke bhai donkey ko aapne dekha hai ke usko, that if you hold it from the ears, uske kaanon se pakad ke usko khenche, wo piche jayega. आगे क्या करना उसने, वो जितना आगे आगे खाना ही देना चाहते हैं आप. यू वॉन्ट टू गिव इट फूड, यू वॉन्ट टू गिव इट प्लेजर वट एवर, लेकिन आप जितना खींच रहे हैं वो इट इज नेचर, वो पीछे जा रहा है अपना. तो नफ्स जिसको खींचा तानी से दीन की तरफ लेके आए, भाई अल्लाह की राह में निकलो आओ, और वो बड़ा मरते हुए भाई सिर्फ मैं ही जो है मस्कीन बच गया हूं मजलूम. अब उसने दीन में आके क्या तीर मारने आगे, वट ही इज गोइंग टू डू. सो हियर यू नीड पीपल लाइक द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ सैयदना अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी रहमतुल्लाह, जिस तरह उन्होंने अपनी मां बूढ़ी को भी छोड़ दिया, बिकॉज शी गेव परमिशन, शी सेड माई सन आई फॉरगिव यू माई राइट्स, आई फॉरगिव यू माई राइट्स, और दो आई एम एन ओल्ड एज वुमेन, but you go and serve the deen of your grandfather, and I'll see you on the day of judgment, if not in this life. Don't even come in my janaza, don't worry. We'll see you by the feet of our grandfather near the house of Kausar. And he followed his instruction of his mother, and he lived almost 70 years after that. And in that time his mother passed away, other things happened. But he was in the jungles and the deserts working and doing mujahida on himself and actually serving thee. And he knew that his mother has passed away and things, and there is separation, no phone calls. That is why the name of these people is living, and the spiritual world, and unki qadar hai, unki qadar hai. They appreciate. Or the एग्जाम्पल सहाबा की तो मिसाल ही फिर क्या है. हजरत हमजा रजी अल्लाह तआला जो शहीद हो गए, उनको पता चला, व्हेन दे न्यू दैट द कुफार इन द बैटल ऑफ ओहद हैव कम देयर एंड चैलेंज रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, तो आप घर में थे और ऐलान नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने हजरत बिलाल रजी अल्लाह तआला अनाउंस दैट द प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज अनाउंसिंग दैट एज that our instruction is to go and fight out of the city. Defend the city whilst being outside, not in the city. This was like an, it's like we run in the time of earthquakes, people run out of houses. Is tarah sahaba garu se nikle. Koi biwi se nahi mil raha, koi bachu se nahi mil raha, Hazrat Bilal رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی آواز سنی, जहां जहां कोई था बस उसने अपनी तलवार या जो भी उसके पास था वो लिया और वो गली में निकल गई. नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का हुक्म ये कदर है. तो Someone was asking about the companions of here, the Rasulullah SAW. Yesterday, let aside us and the Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that there are certain virtues of Sahaba Rizwan Ajmain that supersede the entire worships of the humanity. Like Rasulullah SAW once said, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala resting, and she looked at this night sky and said, Ya Rasulullah SAW, I'm looking at the sky and stars. Has anyone got so much virtues in the number of stars? Rasulullah SAW said, yes, Umar. Umar has virtues which will outnumber the stars. Now she was daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and she became not jealous or anything, but she also positively thought that my father also is a pious, a Sahabi and a very close friend. What about him? It seems Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you know, is actually of a very high status. So she said, what about my father, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Prophet ﷺ said, your father's one virtue outweighs Umar's all virtues. فرمایا ابو بکر کی ایک نیکی یہ عمر کی ساری نیکیوں پر سبقت لے جاتی. تو وہ تو وہ لوگ ہیں. So yesterday someone asked a question, we discussing about companions, they are incomparable. ان کا ایک ایک عمل وہ ایسا ہے کہ بس گناہ وہ نظر بھی نہیں آتے ادھر کوئی ہے بھی چھوٹا. And Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ عنہ used to then say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, take my all virtues and good deeds which I have done in Islam and Jihad, and just give me one action, one virtue of yours, the sawab of one virtue, and that is the nights which you spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night of Hijrah alone, and you picked up the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on your shoulders, and actually when his blessed feet were wounded, and you spent 3 nights in the Ghari Sawar. Woh farmaya, ek mujhe de do neki, sari meri le lo. To unki to ek ek. So we really, these people who, as we were discussing yesterday as well, who find fault and who does, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said, radiallahu anhum, I am pleased, Allah has come pleased with them. No matter where they are, what they are doing. So we don't understand about companions. For example, about the people of Badr, Rasulullah SAW said, the people who have sacrificed on the day of Badr, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, or whoever the companions were there, he said, Allah looked upon the people of Badr and said, from today, you are forgiven people. You, whatever you do, you are forgiven people. Even after, they say, it was said to them that whatever they do, they are forgiven. Tum bakhshe gaye ho, aaj ke baad jo marzi karo, tum bakhshe gaye ho. Unke to wo gine hi nahi jati wo cheeze. To Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, when in the battle of Khandak, when he fought with the very strong kafir, no one was fighting him, and he was challenging the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Umar bin Wad, who used to say that he used to fight 100 people, was such a brave person in the kuffar. So no one was encouraged or had the courage to fight him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala no, killed him, and then Prophet said, Inna darba aliyan yawm al khandaq afdalu min ibadat al thaqalain. That one strike and one blow of Ali on the day of Khandaq when he fought with that is afdal, it is higher level and it is more virtuous than the worship of human beings and jinnat put together, all of them. one blow, one strike. فرمایا ایک اس علی کی ایک ضرب جو ہے یوم خندق عبادت ثقلین جنات و انسانوں کی عبادت سب کو اکٹھا کیا جائے تو ان سب سے اعلیٰ. تو صحابہ کا تو ایک ایک عمل ایسا ہے, کہاں وہ کہاں یہ لوگ, مطلب یعنی استغفر اللہ, ان کو اپنی فکر کرنی چاہیے. دیئر ٹیچر بعد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دیور ہز اسٹوڈینٹس, تو وہ آپ علیہ السلام کا صحابہ ہے, ان کے شاگرد ہیں. تو ان پہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے من احبہم فبحبی احبہم, whoever loves them they will love because of my love for them, ومن ابغضہم فببغضی ابغضہم, whoever will hate them or dislike them they are doing it for because of they dislike me. Whoever loves them loves me, whoever hates them hates me, the Prophet is of them. So I was telling to you, giving you example of the sacrifice, that how mashayikh, awliya, people now, we don't need to, I have given you example of the Sahaba and Tabi'in. Look at the kuffar, I am saying, in the political fields, in business fields, how people are not sleeping few hours a night and they are busy in business. 6 o'clock they are up, 4 o'clock they are up, and they are doing business and things, etc. The examples are now even there. But only in the pursuit of dunya. So the ability is still in you. What did Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, when the announcement was made that we are going to battle of Uhud, outside we should, the instruction is, he is going to fight, he needs energy, he needs food. But at that time, that was the time of when the announcement was made, his wife or his sister said that drink some water and just take some food and you can eat on the way whilst you are going to actually battle. Because it was the time. They were in the house, battle is not begun yet, there will be a lot of time. But because instruction of the Prophet ﷺ, he has heard Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he said, now I am not going to eat until I face the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ. I am not going to eat. فرمایا میں نہ کھاؤں گا نہ پیوں گا کہ جب تک کہ نبی علیہ السلام کے دشمنوں سے میرا سامنے نہ ہو. آپ نے اس دن کھانا کھایا نہیں ہے, پانی نہیں پیا. یہ آپ کا دہواز دی, آپ کا جذبہ تھا, آپ کا تعلق تھا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے, اللہ سے. ایسے ہی نہیں کہ that after that Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, after his march, he said that all the angels of heaven, سات آسمانوں کے فرشتوں میں یہ اعلان کر دیا گیا کہ حمزہ اللہ اور اس کے رسول کے شیر ہے اور سید الشہداء ہے اور وہ جنتوں میں ہے, سید الشہداء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. تو یہ میں آپ کو بتا رہا ہوں, just very very small hints of the lives of the sahaba, that what type of people they are. ہمیں نماز کے لیے اٹھنا ہوتا ہے وہ بھی مر کے اٹھتے ہیں, گناہوں سے بچنا ہے وہ بھی بڑی مشکل سے بچنا ہے. And these were these people that they were such verses. So Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, my companion, میرا کوئی صحابی, one hand full of, فرمایا کہ کوئی جو بھی دے دے, جو is a grains like wheat, which you also used like wheat, for example flour, you must understand, a handful of wheat someone gave in the path to Allah, my companion, and the other person who is a big wali, a kutub, a ghost of the time, and he gives a mountain of gold in the way of Allah, the reward of my companion's handful of flour and wheat will outweigh the weight of the mountain of gold of a ghaus or a qutb ahli was given. To yeh hai talimat, yeh hai aqeeda ahli sunnat ka, and this is ahli sunnat. To hame to pata nahi hota hai idhar udhar ki baatein samajhte hain, wo bhi aam log the, aam log nahi the wo, Allah ne khud chuna unko ke bhai ye mere nabi ke sahabi banenge. He could have chosen me to be born on that time. You could have chosen anyone else to be born at that time to become a companion. So the people were chosen who are to be his companion. And there, wo galtiyan jo hoti hain, unse wo, they were examples, so to make example for us. کہ غلطی ہو جائے تو کیا کرنا ہے. تو ان سے ایسی باتیں ہوئیں کہ تاکہ ہمیں پتہ چل جائے کہ کیسے پھر معاملات چلانے ہیں, اور ہم نے انہیں پر اعتراض شروع کر دیا. تو دس از ناٹ ایکچولی دا وے. تو آپ کو میں بتا رہا تھا کہ دیٹ دی واٹر از دی آب زمزم از دا نالج وچ دا شیخ گیوز, اینڈ وی مینشن یسٹرڈے اینڈ یو ریڈ ایز ویل کہ فرام دیئر وی کین انڈرسٹینڈ الٹیمیٹ ایم دا ٹیچر مینشنز ٹو دا اسٹوڈنٹ اور دا سیکر دیٹ یور ایم از دا پلیجر آف اللہ اینڈ دیٹس ہاؤ یو آر گوئنگ ٹو اچیو اٹ ود دوز فور تھنگ وچ یو ہیو کورڈ. سیکنڈ تھنگ وچ جبریل اسلام ڈیڈ واز ٹو ریموو, ایز آئی مینشن یسٹرڈے, a part through which shaitan had put waswasa so that he can't even put waswasa in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He removes wherever which is against the purpose or which can cause distraction. What does that part mean for us? ہمارے لیے یہ ہے کہ شیخ پہلے یہ بتاتا ہے یہ مقصود ہے, دس از دا الٹیمیٹ ایم, اینڈ دین ہی مینشنز واٹ از ناٹ دا پرپز, واٹ از ناٹ دا پرپز آف دا پاتھ, واٹ از ناٹ دی آبجیکٹو, سو دیٹ یو ڈونٹ فال ان ٹو شیطانک وسوسہ. اینڈ دوز تھنگز وی ہیو مینشن ہیئر یو کین ایز ویل اینڈ I go through some of them and then inshallah we'll just leave that in an example. With page 14, safa number 14, jo cheeze pehle to shaykh batayega maqsad kya Allah ki raza kaise hasil hoga, ke bhi Allah ke hukm ko tarjeeh dena, Nabi alaihi salam ki sunnat ko, Huzur alaihi salam ki mohabbat ko, makhlooq par shafqat, Huzur, aur phir batayega kya cheez maqsad nahi hai. What is not shaitan? How can shaitan mislead you? In English page 14 or Urdu mein bhi jo hai ye page 14 where it says on the bottom غیر اختیاری اور کچھ احوال اور کیفیات جو مقصود نہیں. Because these things when you don't know that these things are not your objective, then people, because of that, can actually, it can become an obstacle that to achieve the actual purpose. So yahan likha hua hai, for example, to see good dreams. Good dreams, to see good dreams is good. But it doesn't mean that if you are not seeing good dreams, you are not pious or you are losing the purpose or objective. Safa number 14 ye Urdu mein. To achhi khwab aa jaye to bahut achhi baat hai, achhi khwab aa jaye to bahut achhi baat hai, lekin na aaye, if you don't see a good dream, but you are fulfilling those objectives, you are giving preference to Allah's command, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, shafqat al-khalq, you are still a person of success, a person going to salvation. Na aaye to koi haraj nahi, aaye to it's goodness, encouragement, tap on the shoulder, kabhi theek karte raho. Similarly, to see visions and karamats, also these things are not objectives of the path. They don't necessarily mean that you are becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If someone, because objective is those things, as I said, giving dominance to the command of Allah, giving preference to the Rasulullah's command, having fulfilling the rights and compassion upon creation and Hudur Mala. These are the things which you should judge yourself by. Not these things. If you see the good and well, if not, phir bhi koi haraj nahi.
Similarly, number four, it says to see lights and illuminations whilst meditation. People in meditation, if they are seeing lights and things, they are not the purpose of the path, nor you achieve any closeness as such, if it is not accompanied by these four objectives. So some people, Shaitan has misled, he has shown them dreams that they are people of paradise. He come in the dreams posing as jinnat, posing as shayateen and buzurgs. He has come into visions posing as awliya and angels and a misleading people. And these people are not sometimes praying, they are even flexible on the commands of Sharia, are not following the Sunnah, and because of dreams and visions, and these things happen. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, one of the person who passed away, he was victim of same thing. He saw visions, he saw dreams, and Shaitan, and they convinced him that he is a prophet. He was convinced through visions and dreams that he's a prophet, I'm seeing things, etc., etc. But what was the mistake? Two things he did not do and he was misled. One is he didn't have a teacher to guide him in the spiritual realm. So in the beginning he was okay, excelling when he was, but then after, Shaitan slowly actually misguided the person. Secondly, he left the Sharia because the Aqidah, because the belief of all the Muslims and the 14th century was that there is no prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was convinced due to different interpretations that maybe I am the person, or they can be. So if you leave Sharia or you don't have teacher, then you are in a problem, even you have these things. Number five, having permission to blow for the sake of curing and healing through supplication, recitation of Quran, to perform seemingly supernatural arts and tricks and have permission to give charms and ta'wizat and these things. This is healing. Give a ta'wiz or heal people with healing power. For that you even don't need to be Muslim. Healing kuffar, they have learned this art of healing, and they are healing people's headaches, people's pains in the body, and it is with exercise. With 2 days course, you can actually become a healer. I was going to show you, I asked brothers who were here to teach some people that this art and science can be taught, you can become a healer as well, removing headaches of people temporarily, joint aches of people temporarily, or actually, this is an art which can be learned in 2 days. 2 days. Do din mein aap ye sar dard theek ho raha hai, even people are sitting in other countries, unka sar theek ho jayega, unka kamar ka dard theek ho jayega, and some other things as well. This is an art and science, this is not a divine thing. हमारे लोगों में जिसने सीखा वो बुजुर्ग बन गया. He is thought to be a saint that he has supernatural power. While the Mashaykh has said, if anyone even flies in the air, even revives the dead, and he is going against the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cannot be a wali of Allah. He will be shaitan. Like the Dajjal will heal people. Let aside healing, the Dajjal will raise the dead as well. وہ مردہ کو زندہ کر دے گا دجال آ کے. ایک مردہ زندہ کر دے گا, ایک بندے کو قتل کرے گا پھر اس کو زندہ کرے گا. And his books is mentioned, it will be حضرت خضر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, he is going to confront him before Imam Mahdi comes. And حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, one of the greatest ولی of all time, حضرت خضر is going to confront him. ماں مہدی تو آئیں گے, وہ تو مقابلہ کریں گے عیسیٰ علیہ السلام بھی, لیکن جب وہ حضرت خضر آئیں گے دجال کے سامنے, دجال کہے گا کہ میں خدا ہوں. لوگ کہیں گے کیسے, وہ کہنا دیکھنا میں, تم مجھے خدا مان لو. بلیو آئی ایم گاڈ, لک آئی ہیو پاور ٹو ڈو تھنگ, دا اسکائی از سینڈنگ رین, دا ارتھ از برنگنگ کراپس آؤٹ, اینڈ تھنگز آر ہیپننگ.
people will be convinced. لوگ تو تھوڑا بہت ٹونا ٹوٹکا دیکھ کے متاثر ہو جاتے ہیں. تو یہ تو چیزیں ہی بڑی ہیں. تو حضرت خضر فرمائیں گے تم نہیں ہو. وہ آپ کو پکڑے گا, آپ کو دو پارٹس میں, ہی ول کٹ ہم انٹو ٹو پیسز, آرے سے دو حصوں میں آپ کو شہید کر دے, ایک حصہ ادھر ایک حصہ ادھر. اینڈ دین ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ریز ہم اگین, پھر وہ دوبارہ آپ کو زندہ کرے. وہ کہے گا اب تو مان جو میں نے تمہیں مار کے بھی زندہ کر دیا کہ میں خدا ہوں. بلیو آئی ایم گاڈ, لک آئی کلڈ یو اینڈ ہیو گیون یو لائف اگین. حضرت خضر فرمائیں گے اب تو مجھے پہلے سے بھی زیادہ یقین ہو گیا کہ تم ہی دجال ہو. دیٹ آئی ایم ایون ان مور کنوینس ناؤ دیٹ یو آر دا دجال وچ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن, بیکاز ہی مینشن دس ول ہیپن, دس انسیڈنٹ از گوئنگ ٹو ہیپن. آپ نہیں مانیں گے, آپ میں اب نہیں تم مجھے کر سکتے, یہ ایک ہی دفعہ کر سکتے تھے, بیکاز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن ایز اے ٹیسٹ, ایز اے ناؤ یو کین ناؤ ٹرائی. وہ نہیں کر سکے گا. اسی طرح یہ جتنے بھی جھوٹے نبوت کے دعوی دار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے میں ہوئے, مسلمہ کذاب, اسود الانسی, اور ایک عورت بھی ہوئی, دے ور اول میجیشن ٹائپ پیپل اینڈ ہیڈ سم ہیلنگ سم سپر نیچرل پاورز اینڈ پیپل بیکیم کنوینسڈ. سو یو اینڈ ادر پیپل, دیکھیں لوگ کتنے پیسے یہ آملوں کو اسٹرالوجوں کو جی دم کرا رہے ہیں, یہ کرا رہے ہیں, ہم تعویذ لے رہے ہیں, ان کی نہ داڑھی ہے, نہ وہ شنواد پڑھ رہے ہیں, نہ وہ شریعت پہ چل رہے ہیں. تو یہ لوگ یہ نہیں دیکھتے کہ ہمارا سر درد ٹھیک ہو جائے, ایمان بے شک چلا جائے, گھٹنا کا درد ٹھیک ہو جائے, بے شک جو ہے مطلب قبر میں فرشتوں سے تھوڑے پڑتے رہیں گھٹنوں پر. تو یہ یہاں کہی جا رہی ہے بات کہ بھئی یہ ہیلنگ آپ میں سے کوئی سیکھنا چاہتا ہے آئے اس کو سکھا دیں گے, دو دن میں میں اس کو سکھا دوں گا. وہ بھی دم درود, لوگوں کو گھٹنوں کا درد ہے, یہ ہے, ٹیمپریریلی ہو جاتی ہے چیزیں, سر درد ٹھیک ہو گیا, فلاں ہو گیا, یہ کوئی خوبی ہے اتنی بات نہیں. ہاں جو اللہ کی مخلوق کی خدمت کر رہا ہے اس کے ذریعے ٹھیک ہے, تھوڑا بہت سیکھ کے کر لیں, بٹ یو کین ڈو. ڈسٹنٹ ہیلنگ بھی ہوتی ہے, جب یو دس از این آرٹ اینڈ سائنس وچ کین بی لرن بائی کافرز, ایون فاسکس, سینرز. اس کے یہ نہیں ہے کہ اس کا مسلمان ہونا یا اس طرح کے بھائی, تو یہ کیسے, تو یہ آبجیکٹو نہیں ہے. سم پیپل گو فار دس, دے کم فار اسپرچویلٹی اینڈ دے بیکم, دیٹس وائی دے بیکم کنفیوز. بھائی فلاں کسی نے بتایا بھائی ایڑی لگاتا ہے, ہی ٹچز ود ہز ہیل ٹو پیپل اور وہ ٹھیک ہو جاتے ہیں. وہ جو بھی ہے ہیلنگ پاور ہے, کر سکتے ہیں. بٹ آئی مینشن ٹو دیم بھائی اگر وہ عورتوں کو بھی ایڑی لگاتا ہے تو وہ ناجائز ہے. وہ کہہ رہے نہیں نہیں وہ جی بڑا پہنچا ہوا ہے یا ایسے لوگ. تو نبی علیہ السلام نے پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دا شریعہ اینڈ دا مشائخ ہیز مینشن کلیئر کٹ کہ دیٹ آل دیز تھنگز ایون ٹو دا ڈیڈ بیکمنگ اے لائف کین ہیپن اف دا پرسن از آؤٹ سائڈ دا باؤنڈز آف شریعہ, never go. He can be a shaitan, he can be a dajjal, he can be a, he is not actually any piety. It is not a sign of Allah's closeness at all. Allah's closeness sign is those four objectives which I mentioned to you. So ek to ye hai. So healing aur ye dam darood, ye koi aisi badi khubi ki baat nahi. Aap ko sikha sakte hain, aap bhi ban sakte hain, aap unse bhi zyada seekh sakte hain. I would say that our mashayikh and teachers even know this science better than them. Unse bhi zyada behtar seekh sakte hain, but they don't use it. But ye apna, they don't use these powers or they don't want them, because these things are not, they are more, they care more about people's well-being forever rather than temporal well-being. Well, doctors they kar rahe hain, but these people are using tricks and things and looting money from people. ان کو پیسے لے رہے, پانچ پانچ سو پون, ہزار ہزار پون, اور تین تین سو پون اپنے کر رہے ہیں. نمبر سکس, ٹو کنٹرول جنز اینڈ ٹو پرفارم ایکسرسیزم. ناؤ دس از ناٹ آلسو, اف اٹس ناٹ کمپنیڈ بائی دی قرآن, دا شریعہ اینڈ تھنگ, اٹس ناٹ ایکٹ آف پائیٹی اور اینی تھنگ ایٹ آل. دیٹ از اے سائن دیٹ یو ہیو بیکم اے ولی. کئی دفعہ جنات جو ہیں وہ غلط لوگوں کی بات زیادہ سنتے ہیں، نیک بندے کی بات نہیں سنتے، بیکاز دے آر شیاطین، دے ول لسن ٹو اے پرسن لائک دیم، وہ نکل جائیں گے اور سمجھیں یہ تو بزرگ ہے جی، جا رہے ہیں اپنا، بڑی طاقت ہے، میرے پاس جن ہے. اچھا یو تھنک واٹ از، اگر کوئی کہے اس میں کوئی خوبی ہے، کہ کوئی کہے کہ شیطان جو ہیں یہ میرے پاس رہ رہے ہیں، یا بری چیز ہے یا اچھی چیز ہے، بھائی شیطان جو ہیں وہ میں شیطانوں کے ساتھ رہتا ہوں، آٹھ دس شیاطین میرے قبضے میں ہیں، میرے ساتھ میری مدد کرتے ہیں تھوڑی بہت، میں ان کی کرتا ہوں اور اپنا ایمان اور دوسروں کا دیا کرتا ہوں، اس میں کیا خوبی ہے؟ آپ کہیں آئی ہیو ٹو فرینڈز، ون از دا گینگسٹر، دوسرا ڈرگی ہے، دی ادر از ایکچولی دس پرسن، اس میں کوئی فخر کی بات ہے؟ تو جنات تو عام شیاطین ہوتے ہیں، جو نیک جنات ہیں وہ تو آتے ہی نہیں ادھر ادھر، وہ تو آپ خود شریعت پر چلتے ہیں، دے اندر سننا ہے ربی تھی، وہ نہیں آتے، تو اس میں کوئی خوبی نہیں. جی جن نکل گیا، آ گیا، وہ خود ہی ڈالنے والے ہوتے، خود ہی نکالنے والے، سارا ڈرامہ وغیرہ رچایا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن ٹو فار دا بینیفٹ آف دا اما، وہی مسنون اذکار، دا پروفیٹک اذکار، اف یو ریڈ مارننگ اینڈ ایوننگ، دا انٹائر جنات ایون اف دے ٹرائی دے کانٹ بی سکسیسفل، سارے جادوگر کٹھے ہو کے آ جائیں وہ آپ کا کوئی نقصان نہیں کر سکتے، اف اے پرسن پراپرلی ہیو ریڈ دیم اینڈ از کانشیس آف دیم، مارننگ پڑھ لے، ایوننگ پڑھ لے، بس آپ علیہ السلام، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن اٹ ود آؤٹ اینی کمپنسیشن، ہی ڈیڈنٹ سے گیو می دس منی اور دس ایٹسٹرا ایٹسٹرا، نہیں. تو وہ ہے نمبر سیون، انکریز ان ویلتھ اور بزنس، اٹس ناٹ اے سائن آف پائٹی، اف از ناٹ کمپنیڈ بائی شریا، یو آر ناٹ ابائڈنگ بائی the commands of Allah, if you have more wealth, more children, more money, more cars, more funds, it is not actually the sign of piety at all. Sign of piety is taqwa, sharia, sunnah, wo ye cheeze. I'll just quickly go through the others. Other is to be cured from physical and mental illness. If you are healthy, it doesn't mean that you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very pleased with you. انہوں نے حضرت علی حجویری who is known as داتا گنج بخش as well, he has written his book کہ فیرو فور سینچریز ہی ڈیڈنٹ ہیو ایون ہیڈ اے، دوسری بیماری لگنا تھے وہ، پھر موسیٰ علیہ السلام جب دعوت دی تب اس کو بیماریاں اور دوسری چیزیں لگی، اس سے پہلے اس کو سر درد بھی کبھی نہیں ہوا. تو ہیلتھی ہونا یہ نہیں کہ میرا اللہ راضی ہے مجھ پر اس لیے میں، یا بیمار ہونا that Allah is displeased with you, that's why you are ill. اس کا مطلب انبیاء علیہ السلام وہ بھی بیمار ہوئے، اولیاء اللہ بھی بیمار ہوئے، لیکن ان کی درجات کی بلندی کا ذریعہ بنتا ہے. اس لیے بیماریاں، حضرت ایوب علیہ السلام کو بھی بیماری لگی، اینڈ مینی آف دی اولیاء اینڈ صلحاء دے ڈائڈ ود illnesses اینڈ صحابہ رضوان اللہ اجمعین، وہ بیماریوں سے شہید ہوئے یا ان کا وفات ہوئی. اس میں کوئی یہ نہیں ہے کہ جس کو نہیں لگ رہی وہ بہت بزرگ ہے، جس کو لگ گئی ہے وہ گناہگار ہے. اٹ ہیز نتھنگ ٹو ڈو ود دیٹ. سم ٹائم اٹ کین بی دا اپوزٹ، کین بی اپوزٹ، دا پرسن از ایل ہی مائٹ بی گیٹنگ کلوزر ٹو اللہ، ہو از ہیلتھی مائٹ بی گوئنگ اوے فرام اللہ. سو دیز آر ناٹ بی کنفیوزڈ ود دیز تھنگ. دین نمبر نائن، کلیم ٹو بی ایبل ٹو پرڈکٹ دا فیوچر اینڈ ٹو بی ایبل ٹو ریڈ مائنڈز، دس از ناٹ اے سائن آف بزرگی اور سائن آف فرینڈشپ آف اللہ. یہ ویدر فور کاسٹر روز فور کاسٹ کرتے ہیں سیٹلائٹ دیکھ کے، تو وہ کتنے ولی بن گئے وہ. اینڈ دوز ایسٹرالوجرز اور دوسرے نجومی ہاتھ دیکھنے والے، یہ رات دن لوگوں کے فیوچر بتاتے ہیں، تو وہ ولی بن گئے سب. بلکہ رادر دے آر بیکمنگ اولیاء آف شیطان، وہ تو شیطانوں کے دوست بن گئے. پروفیٹ علیہ السلام پروہیبیٹڈ ٹو گو، آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا جو بھی کسی کاہن کے پاس گیا، یہ حدیث ہے، فرمایا جو بھی کسی کاہن یا نجومی کے پاس گیا اور اس کی بات کی تصدیق کر دی، اس نے میری تکذیب کر دی، مجھے جھوٹا قرار دے دیا. پھر سچا تو وہ ہوا نا. پھر محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہستی تو نعوذ باللہ سچی نہ رہی، آپ علیہ السلام فرمایا جس نے تصدیق اس کی کر دی، قد کفر بما انزل علی محمد، مجھ پر پھر جو شے اتاری گئی قرآن اس نے اس سے کفر کر دیا ہے، کہ وہ میرا قرآن کہتا ہے کہ یہ چیزیں نہیں ہیں، یہ جھوٹ ہے، یہ شیطانیت ہے، اور یہ بندہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ نہیں یہ سچ ہے، اس کا مطلب اگر وہ سچا ہے تو میں نعوذ باللہ اور مجھ پر اتاری جو بارے جانے چیز یہ جھوٹی ہے پھر. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned in another حدیث that whoever commits three sins they have gone out of the guidance of Quran. آپ علیہ السلام فرمایا کہ تین چیزیں جس نے کی وہ تو ہے تصدیق کر دیں، اگر آپ کہہ دیں یہ سچا ہے، اگر گئے ہیں تو گناہگار ہوئے صرف، لیکن اگر جا کے کہا بھی یہ ٹھیک وہ کہہ رہا ٹھیک ہی ہے، تو پھر آپ پر جو ہے وہ پھر کفر کی حد تک بھی بندہ پہنچ سکتا ہے. پروفیٹ علیہ السلام whoever does three sins he has become out of the guidance of her. وہ قرآن سے بغاوت کر گیا وہ بندہ جس نے تین کام کیے. ایک تو فرمایا whoever goes to a fortune teller, a kahin, a person who possesses jinnat to know his future and things, be it stars, be it hand, be it other things. فرمایا ایک تو جو ان لوگوں کے پاس گیا وہ قرآن سے بغاوت کر چکا ہے وہ بندہ. Second, who sleeps, have relationship with his wife in the state of impurity, in state of haz. حیض کی تو جب منع ہے بیوی کے پاس جانا بھی، اس نے صحبت کرنا، فرمایا اس حالت میں جس نے صحبت، وہ بھی بندہ قرآن سے بغاوت کر چکا ہے، he has come out of the guidance. And thirdly, who the person who sleeps with his wife in unnatural way, غلط طریقے سے اس سے خواہش پوری کرنا، فرمایا یہ بندہ بھی. تو یہ تین بہت کبیرہ گناہ ہیں، یہ کبیرہ گناہ گنے جاتے ہیں، تو ان سے توبہ کرنے چاہیے بندے کو، توبہ سے ہر چیز معاف ہو جاتی ہے بندے کو. پر یہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حدیث سنا رہا آپ کو، تین آپ علیہ السلام نے گناہ گنے. One is going to fortune tellers and kahin. Second is to even your lawful wife, but still you are tested. دیکھیں اللہ ٹیسٹ لیتے ہیں، پہلے ہوتا ہے زنا سے بچتے ہو یا نہیں، پھر جب شادی ہو گئی اب ان سات دن میں دس دن کے پاس نہیں جانا بیوی کے، اور دوسرا غلط طریقے سے اپنا خواہش پوری نہیں کرنی، یہ پھر بھی آزمائش آ گئی. دو آزمائشیں نکاح کرنے کے بعد پھر بندے پر آ گئی، بیکاز دس ورلڈ از دا ٹیسٹ، بفور میرج اور آفٹر میرج. اینی وے پھر آگے کیا ہے، ٹو ہیو سکسیس ان سول میٹرز اینڈ ورلڈلی افیئرز، ظاہری طور پر دنیا میں مقدمات میں کامیابی ہو جانا، معاملات اچھے چل جانا، یہ جی بڑے اس پر جی بڑا احسان ہے، بڑا کرم ہے، اے موجاں لگی یعنی یہ ہے وہ ہے، دس از ناٹ اے سائن دیٹ پرسن ہیو بیکم کلوزر ٹو اللہ. یا یہ کسی کا نہیں ہے، پرسن ہو از پوئر، پرسن ہوز میٹرز آر بیکمنگ ڈیفیکلٹ، رادر دیٹ از کین بی اے سائن آف گیٹنگ کلوزر ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، بیکاز ہز ایمان از می بی ایٹ ہائر لیول، دیٹس وائی ہی از فیسنگ ابسٹیکل. اب دیکھیں نا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ ان ورلڈلی ٹرمز ہی واز مارٹیڈ، ہز اول فیملی واز سلوٹرڈ، یزید جو ہے ہی ہیڈ اپر ہینڈ آؤٹ ورلڈلی، ظاہری طور پر تو وہ فتح کر گیا لیکن اصل تو فتح امام حسین کی ہے، بیکاز لیکن آؤٹ ورلڈلی تو کیا یزید اس سے بزرگ بن گیا، اس سے اس کا درجہ بڑھ گیا، اور اس امام حسین انسٹیڈ آف ان اسپائٹ آف ہز چلڈرن بینگ سلین and he himself being he is still the successful person, he is still the closest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is and will be all in all time. Ye truth hai. So outwardly if you lose or anything worldly terms it doesn't, but Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's war was not war of, it was not a war of spears and swords, it was war of principles, and principles war Imam Hussain won. وہ جو جنگ تھی وہ اصولوں کی جنگ تھی، تلوار کی جنگ نہیں تھی، اور اصولوں کی جنگ امام حسین ہی جیتے، یزید ہار گیا، وہ تو اس کی کوئی حیثیت نہیں ہے تلوار جیتنا جانا، وہ تو انبیاء علیہ السلام بھی شہید ہوئے بہت سارے. نمبر 11، ٹو اچیو سچ اے اسٹیٹ ویئر ون ول آٹومیٹکلی اسٹارٹ ڈوئنگ گڈ اینڈ گڈ تھنگز اینڈ ول ابانڈن سین وداؤٹ ہیونگ ٹو ڈو اینی ایفرٹ آن ونس پارٹ. agar aap ye chahte hain ke that due to the dua of the buzurgs and tazkiya ke bhai you don't have to do any effort and intention at all, automatically good things will start happen like a robot from you, or sins you will going to stop from, there will be no attraction left at all and you will naturally just be stopping. This state is not going to come. There always mujahida is required. Sometime higher level mujahida, sometime lower level, but there will be inclination towards women, inclination towards wealth, little bit of inclination towards dunya. This is going to, the traces are going to stay. And there is no harm in there until they don't actually indulge you in the haram and lawful. So having that is no, it's not a vice to some extent there. Number 12, to achieve such a state for one not to have any evil thought or whispers. I'm getting bad thoughts. Well, this is not going to stop. If this stops, this means shaitan has died. Jab ye ruk gaye, samjhna shaitan ki maut ho gayi aaj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is going to live until day of judgment. So wo to karta rahega kaam. So we are going to cover that. Waswas aayenge. Rather, if you are getting very, very bad waswasa, this means you are on the right path. Kafir ko waswasa aata hi nahi, wo pehle jahannam ki taraf ja raha hai. Ye jo sharabi hai, inko puchhe aapko waswase aate hai, wo kehte hai waswasa hota kya hai. Kyunki jab wo pehle hi gunah mein doobe hain, to shaitan ko khyal to usme dale jo neki ke raste pe hai, usko burai ki taraf leke jana hai. Our person is going on the right path. You want to take him towards the wrong, then you put in his mind, you know, look at the right, look at the left, maybe, etc. But a person who is already on the wrong, usme kya waswasa, wo apna waqt kyun zaya karega uske sath. So waswasa aana, bad thoughts aana, iski the indication hai that you are on the right, you are going towards righteousness, that's why you are bombarded with these thoughts. Otherwise, if you are failed already, shaitan would not bother you. Anyway, you can, so intentional thoughts can be controlled, unintentional. We are going to go in inshallah some detail after, but anyway. Increase in offspring, having more children, not more children, and not, nothing to do with piety, righteousness. Kufar can have more children. Pious will not have. Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha don't have any children. Rather, majority of the Prophet's wives, our mothers, they don't have any offspring. Except two, Hazrat Maria and Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Dusre jo saat hai, unke bachi, kisi ka na bacha hai, na bachi hai. Humari aata hai ji, baba ji, dua karo, ye taweez de raha bacha. To wo nahi Jibreel se kahe Hazrat Nabi alayhi salam de bara, ya Rasul Allah, humari aulaad nahi hai, ye koi, wagaira wagaira de. Ye Allah ki ata hai. Lekin, galat cheeze mat karo. جادو تو نے وہ کیسے کیسے کام کراتے ہیں بندوں سے قبرستان میں جا کے یہ کرو فلان کرو نام لکھ کے یہ کرو. Someone came to me one time. I have been doing amal for shifa. What is the amal? کیا میں چراغ کا عمل کرتی رہی, amal of the lamp. I said this is news for me. یہ میں پہلی دفعہ سن, وہ ہوتا کیا ہے. I went to someone and they said that lit a charal, a lamp, a candle, and I have to look at that candle until it goes off. And I did it for 2 years, but still my purpose, jo mujhe bachcha chahiye tha ya shifa chahiye tha, wo nahi hua. To maine usse kaha, how long it takes for the look at? He said 4 to 6 hours. اب وہ بتی بجھے گی تو اس نے چھوڑنا ہے. 2 سال 6 گھنٹے 4 گھنٹے وہ لگا کے یہ چراغ کام کسی عامل نے بتا دیا. اللہ ان لوگوں کو ہدایت دے, یہ لوگوں کے زندگیوں کے ساتھ ان کی ایمانوں کے ساتھ کھیل رہے ہیں. These people will be the worst people on the day of judgment in the punishment because they are posing as religious and giving them shaitanic product. یہ بہت بڑا ظلم ہے. آپ آب زمزم کے نام سے شراب بیچ رہے ہیں لوگوں کو. دکھا کے کنٹینر آپ زمزم کا اور عمل جو ہے وہ یعنی بیچ میں شراب ہے. پوزنگ ایز دیز واٹر آف زمزم اینڈ گیونگ دم الکوہول. یہ ہیں دیز پیپل پوزنگ ایز ریلیجیس. آئی ایم عامل, آئی ایم گیونگ یو دا نیمز آف اللہ اینڈ دس اینڈ دیٹ, اینڈ دین دے آر ایکچولی گیونگ یو دی ادر تھنگس, ٹیکنگ یو رادر اوے فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. تو وہ چراغ کا عمل وہ دیکھیں گے, چھ گھنٹے فور اس میٹر آف دس کنٹری فور آورز کرتی رہی. ہمارے بندے کو بھی ذکر کرنا ہے بیس, وہ بھی اس کو پہاڑ لگ رہا ہے آدھا گھنٹہ. ہاں یہ بیس منٹ کب گزریں گے, یہ کرنا ہوتا ہے, بڑی سستی ہو جاتی ہے. اور وہ چراغ کے سامنے سیٹنگ ان فرنٹ آف فلیم کینڈل وہ سکس آورز کر سکتی ہے, اور آپ اللہ کے سامنے آدھا گھنٹہ نہیں بیٹھ سکتے. شرم کرنی چاہیے بندے کو کہ بھئی یعنی لوگ کیسے کیسی محنتیں کر رہے ہیں, ہاؤ ایفر اور دو ان رانگ وے. سو انکریزنگ ان آف اسپرنگ ایٹسیٹرا. نمبر 14, سم ون ایلس ول ٹیک دا ریسپانسبلٹی آف اوور سیلویشن. یو ڈو ناٹ اف ایون اف یو ڈو ناٹ ابائڈ بائی دا ڈیوائن لا اینڈ آر اسٹل انڈلج ان سنفل. یہ جو کہتا ہے وہ بھی غلط بات کہہ رہی ہے. مقصد نہیں ہے روحانیت کی طرف آنے کا کہ دیٹ دا پیر اور دا شیخ از گوئنگ ٹو ٹیک ریسپانسبلٹی. دا سن یو کم ٹو می ناؤ, یور منی از مائنڈ اینڈ فور گیونس از یورس. بھائی ایسی بات نہیں, تمہارے مال جو ہے وہ میرا ہے اور بخشش تمہاری ہے. ہی ڈزنٹ ہیو, ہی ڈزنٹ ایون نو ہی ہمسیلف از گوئنگ ٹو بی فور گیون اور ناؤ. اس کو کچھ بھی نہیں پتا. برادر از ان اے ویری ڈینجرس تھنگ to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dekhen, the master and the leader of all the prophets, what is he saying? Hazrat Rabia bin Kaab, a sahabi hadith of Sahih Muslim, he served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam night and day. His wudu, he helped him with his wudu, with his blessed sandals, with miswak, etc. He would help him. One day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very very happy upon him, his khidma, and he said, O Rabia, sal, ask anything you want. Ask anything you want. Hazrat Rabia said, he thought, imagine if we were there. میں تو کہوں کسی بزرگ خدمت کرتا جی حضرت صاحب 10 سال ہو گئے بچہ نہیں ہے, وہ اس کے لیے دعا کرتے, کاروبار نہیں چل رہا, یہ نہیں ہو رہا, بیماری لگی ہوئی ہے, میں پرائم منسٹر بن جاؤں, اس طرح کی چیزیں. اور دیٹس واٹ سم ٹائم پیپل ہیو ان دیئر مائنڈ. حضرت Rabia said, انی اسألوکا مرافقتک فی الجنہ. I ask یا رسول اللہ from you that I may able to serve you in Jannah as well like I'm serving you in here, and you are صحبہ and serving as a servant and slave in Jannah. میں جنت میں بھی آپ کا خادم رہوں, میں یہ مانگتا. So how great thing he asked. But what did the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم say? آپ علیہ السلام نے, if you want this فعینی, then help me, help me to give this status to you and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by kasrat sujood, by worshipping very frequently and excessively. فرمایا یہ تو تمہیں مل جائے گا لیکن آپ میری مدد کرو تاکہ تم ادھر پہنچ سکو. عبادت پھر بہت زیادہ کرو, اللہ کے متقی اور سجدے کرنے والے اور بہت زیادہ عبادت گزار بنو اگر وہاں چاہتے ہو. حالانکہ وہ کہتے تھے بھائی دے دیا تمہیں بس. تو سب دنیا انبیاء کے بھی مرشد, انبیاء کے بھی پیر اور انبیاء کے بھی جو لیڈر ہیں وہ تو فرما رہے ہیں, جو صحابی پوچھا کہہ رہے ہیں کہ تمہیں کچھ کرنا پڑے گا تب جانا وہاں. اور آج کا پیر جو ہے وہ کہتا ہے بس تمہاری بخشش ہو گئی. حضرت صاحب یہ نماز میں سستی ہو جاتی ہے, حضرت صاحب پیر صاحب جی یہ کوئی کوڑے گناہ ہو جاتے ہیں نماز میں. تو وہ کہتے ہیں اچھا تو میں کس لیے ہوں, اسی یہی پشوانے کے لیے ہوں, فور دس ریزن. What is the use of me? میں وہیں کام اور وہاں نظر کیا, وہاں تو انبیاء علیہ السلام اولیاء اللہ ڈرتے ہیں, وہ ایسے لوگ تو ڈرنا چاہیے, مرنا انہوں نے بھی ہے. بہرحال تو یہ یہاں لکھا ہوا ہے کہ کوئی ایسا کہے یا آپ ایسا سمجھ, سم ول ول ٹیک ریسپانسبلٹی. ایون رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ڈیڈ ناٹ ٹیک ریسپانسبلٹی, ہی سیڈ آئی ڈو شفا ود دا پرمیشن آف اللہ, اف اللہ گیوز پرمیشن. Only to some people he gave good news of Jannah permanently. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Imam Hassan, Hussein, certain people he gave actually. Because these people's lives were themselves witnesses that they were people of Jannah anyway. Wo phir bhi dar rahe hain. So it's things like this, and there are some other things I'll just leave. One thing I'll cover is number 19, enjoyment in worship. If you have enjoyment in worship, good for you. If you don't have, still your worship is highest level. Enjoyment doesn't make the worship better, but rather not having enjoyment, that state would be even higher state of worship, because then it means the person will be doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. A person who is doing dhikr because he is feeling pleasure, so he is doing half for pleasure, half for Allah. But when he has no pleasure, he is not feeling like worshipping, doing dhikr, but only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sits, although he doesn't feel it, he doesn't want, his dhikr, his prayer will be the higher level. Our Lord is not enjoyment. Our Lord is Allah. We worship for Him. La ilaha illallah. It's not ke bhai, la ilaha illallazza. Ke koi mabood nahi hai swai lazzat ke. Wo to agar uski ibadat kar rahe hai to phir theek hai. Aap wahi pahunchenge. Wo to shirk hai. La ilaha illallah. Koi ibadat karni hai kalme ka Allah ke liye. Ab maza nahi aa raha. Khwab nahi aa raha. Ye sare khuda hai aapke. کشف نہیں ہو رہا بچے نہیں جو ہے وہ رہے اچھا جی کاروبار نہیں چل رہا بیماریاں نہیں جا رہی یہ سارے معبود ہیں آپ کے نہیں ہے لا الہ الا معبود اللہ عبادت اس کے لیے کرو if you want these things اگر یہ چیزیں چاہیے آپ کو اچھی چیزیں ہیں جائز چیزیں ہیں چاہیے if you want freedom from affliction اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی opened a door of دعا 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 کا دروازہ اللہ نے کھول دیا کہ عبادت میرے لیے کرو مانگنا ہے کچھ تو دعا کا صلات الحاجت پڑھو اور اللہ سے مانگو جتنا مرضی from the lace shoe lace to the جنت الفردوس ask اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی تو یہ ہوتا ہے number 18 as they say circumstances to always be in your favor it's not even the circumstances of انبیاء علیہ السلام were not in their favor all the time رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم left مکہ المکرمہ why because of circumstances and many of the صحابہ did hijra of the circumstances we are sent here for the test تو یہ ہے so all these things although we cannot go in detail of them but indication you have understood this is when Jibreel علیہ السلام removed that part which is not which is where which can be a center of shaitanic waswasa all these things never make your objective you have them or not it doesn't matter all what matters is that you have your aim is pleasure of Allah and are you following Allah's commands or not are you following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loving him or not are you fulfilling compassion upon creation or not are you in the presence of Allah and remembrance of Allah or not these things determine your closeness to Allah or not. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did this. I have a hadith here narrated by Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, Imam Tabarani, Imam Tirmizi, an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. From is narrated from Hazrat Ibn Abbas, kanatil mar'atu idha atatil nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when anyone here is example of a woman. فرمایا کہ جب کوئی عورت آتی ہجرت کر کے یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس بیعت کرنے کے لیے اسلام کی بیعت کرنے کے لیے when the women came women is talking about women also about men but it's about women what would Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم say حلفہا باللہ he will say take oath by Allah name of Allah اللہ کی قسم اٹھاؤ اس کو کہتے تم آئی ہو اللہ کی قسم اٹھاؤ ما خرجت من بغض زوجن تم کیا گھریلو نچاکی کی وجہ سے تو نہیں آئی ہو یہ خامد کے ساتھ انبن ہو گیا اور تمہیں اسلام کا خیال آ گیا خامد کے ساتھ دشمنی ہے اور سم ڈومیسٹک یعنی میٹر ہے اینڈ دیٹس وائی یو آر کمنگ ایکچولی ٹو می اس لیے قسم اٹھاؤ یہ ایسی بات نہیں یعنی یہ اس مقصد کے لیے آؤ کہ فائدہ نہیں ہوگا If you come for this reason, benefit me.
अब कई लोग हैं वो आए थे कि चले जाते हैं मसाजिदों पर, लड़ाई है, रिश्तेदारों ने तंग किया है, खामद के साथ सही मामला नहीं है, या खामद का बीवी के साथ वो तंग हो कि आए दुआ करो या जैसी नेक बनना चाहते हो. अंदर यही है कि आए इसलिए हुए हैं. वो आप यूं ही देखेंगे दो दिन बाद चार दिन में फुर करके फिर उड़ जाएंगे. जो ही मामला थोड़ा ग्रीन सिग्नल नजर आएगा, ना अल्लाह याद, ना पीर याद, ना तरीक याद, वो बस जहां के पंछी थे वहीं अपना पहुंच गए. तो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पहले ही कसम ले लिया करते, फरमाया भाई तुम अल्लाह के कुर्ब चाहते हो लेकिन पहले ये बताओ कि तुम किसी रिश्तेदारों की, लोगों की वजह से, फॉर पीपल और फॉर सवियर ऑफ रिलेशनशिप विद हस्बैंड, इसके लिए तो नहीं आए हुए. सो सम पीपल टू कवर देयर लेजीनेस पढ़ खुद भी रहे, यूनिवर्सिटी है, कॉलेज है, पढ़ खुद नहीं रहे ठीक. अब मजहब का लिबादा ओढ़ लिया कि मैं जी दीन में हूं, मैं जी तरीक में हूं, वो सारी अपनी वो सुस्ती और नलैकी वहां छुपाई हुई है पीछे. लोगों के साथ तल्लकात ठीक नहीं, काम नहीं कर रहे, अब दीन की तरफ आ गए. तो प्रभु अलैहिस्सलाम पहले ये कसम उठाओ, वह बिल्लाही मा खरजत रगबतन बिल अर्द अन अर्दिन. वो इसकी भी कसम उठाओ, टेक एन ओथ यू हैव नॉट कम फॉर एनी मटीरियलिस्टिक गेन्स, एनी लैपीस ऑफ लैंड, प्रॉपर्टी, मनी, जॉब, ऑल दीज थिंग्स, यू कमिंग फॉर टू अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह फॉर दिस रीजन ओनली. प्रोफेसर पहले ही साफ कर रहे हैं, मकसद वो दूर कर रहे हैं, भाई गलत चीजें, भाई ये मकसूद नहीं बनानी. तुम क्या इसलिए तो नहीं आए, यू हैव नॉट कम फॉर फाइनेंशियल गेन, जॉब और मनी और पीस ऑफ लैंड. रसूलुल्लाह से फर्स्टली गिव मी ओथ बाय द नेम ऑफ अल्लाह, अल्लाह की कसम उठाओ कि इसलिए नहीं तुम आए. हे फरमाया मा खरज तू इल्तिमास दुनिया, किसी दुनियावी मकसद के लिए तो नहीं, कोई भी दुनियावी मकसद, एनी वर्ल्डली पर्पज, यू नॉट कम हियर फॉर एनी वर्ल्डली रीजन ऑफ यू, जिस फाइनेंशियल, सोशल और एज मैरिटल, इसके लिए नहीं. वह बिल्ला ही, अब इसकी कसम फिर खाओ, मा खरज तू इल्ला हुब्ब लिल्लाह व रसूली, मैं सिर्फ अल्लाह और उसके रसूल सल्लम की मोहब्बत और रजा के लिए अल्लाह के राह पर चलना चाहती हूं. तब तुम चलो. वो बंदा, दैट पर्सन इज गोइंग टू रीच टू अल्लाह वेरी क्विकली एज वेल. ये दूसरे नजर तो आते हैं आपको, मैनी पीपल कम बट दे कम फॉर देयर वर्ल्डली रीजन, दे डोंट गेट. उनको आप तरीक दें, उनको आप अल्लाह अल्लाह सिखाएं, वो जो ही अपना शैतान ने 10 जो है जूते मारे हूं, वो आप वो तंग आ गए खा खा के, आप वो कहते हैं हम नहीं, लेकिन जो ही वो फूल दिखाता है फिर भागते उसके पास से. ये नहीं समझते कि भाई पहले भी हम उसी से आए हैं. सो बैक एंड फोर्थ. तो ये आपको सुना दिया कि रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का जो तरीका था. उसके बाद क्या हुआ, आफ्टर दैट नाउ द पोजिशन केम, ये तो आपने देख लिया, ऑफ द बुराक, बुराक आया. नाउ द स्टेज केम दैट वेयर जिब्रील अलैहिस्सलाम आस्क्ड रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, रिक्वेस्टेड हिम टू माउंट ऑन द बुराक. बुराक पर फरमाया कि चलो बैठिए, लेकिन व्हाट वाज द, व्हाट इज द बुराक फॉर अस. पहले भी आपको सर बुराक हमारे लिए क्या है. सो अप टू नाउ यू आर क्लियर अबाउट व्हाट इज द एम, अल्टीमेट एम, प्लेजर ऑफ अल्लाह, हाउ यू आर गोइंग टू अचीव इज द फोर ऑब्जेक्टिव्स, एंड यू आर ऑल्सो क्लियर अबाउट व्हाट इज नॉट द एम एंड ऑब्जेक्टिव. वो शैतानी हिस्सा भी आपसे दूर हो गया. अब नाउ यू आर रेडी. तो अब क्या बुराक फॉर मी एंड यू, फर्स्टली वन ऑफ द लेग ऑफ द बुराक इज अकीदा. अकीदा आप इसके तब यू डू द हल्का आफ्टर. अकीदा क्या होता है, कल भी बताया था आपको, एंड इट्स मेन फंक्शन भी बताया, आई मेंशन दैट इट हैज अ मल्टी फंक्शन, बट वन फंक्शन इज टू मोटिवेट यू वेन यू बिलीव इन अल्लाह सुभान व तआला, द एंजल्स. आई डिड मेंशन इट यस्टरडे, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू गो इन डिटेल, यहां देर लग जाएगी फिर. सो हैव करेक्ट अकीदा, एंड आई ऑल्सो मैंशन द लाइक द ब्रदर आस्क क्वेश्चन अबाउट सिक्स थिंग्स एज वेल टू मेक इट वेरी स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड. सेकेंड इज नॉलेज ऑफ फिक,
Fiqh means rules and regulations. Wudu, ghusl, what is sin, what is not sin, what is halal, what is not halal, what is haram, what is makruh, what is ghibat, what is not ghibat, what is backbiting, what is slander. All these are part of fiqh. Fiqh zahri and fiqh batni. And the third leg is tawbah, repentance. Inshallah, I'm going to give a detailed discourse on the 27th night on tawbah, which you will be, first time in my lifetime I'll be giving that. Tawbah ki haqeeqat ke baare mein. But for now, you should understand that tawbah has four conditions, which are mentioned in the book as well. Yahan bhi likhi hui hai. Aur aap, waise bhi main aapko bata deta hoon. Tawbah ki jo conditions hai, page 29, if you want to fulfill the conditions of the necessary conditions of tawbah. Pehli to ye hai ke to be regretful and shameful of what one has done. Second, immediately abandon the sin from which one is repenting. Third, to make a firm intention not to return to that sin. And four, if you have violated rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the people, you have to discharge those rights back to them in the appropriate way. Kisi ka maal khaya hua hai, maal wapas karna, gali di hai, maafi mangna, aur kisi ka haq zaya kiya hai, kisi ko naraz kiya hai, maafi mangna. Kyunki tab tak jo hai Allah aapse razi nahi hoga. Aam taur par ye to ye toba hoti hai. So detail we can't go, we are just touching on the subject. Kyunki ye iske liye nahi hai ki hum toba par lecture de ya aqeeda par de. This is to actually just to give you main conditions. Pehle aapne how you have learned the four objectives. Now the miraj, if you want to start your miraj, abhi to utne lift up nahi kiya, the plane has not taken off yet. Uske wings hain, uske wheels chahiye plane ki. Hamare na wing hai na wheels hai aur apna udna cha rahe hain. Fourth is mujahida. Mujahida, very briefly I'll explain to you, because this is very few people understand this, what is mujahida. Well, inshallah, explain to you later. The wing of the buraq is zikr, which is like the power which is going to feed you, which is going to purify you, the zikr of the path, the zikr which you have to do during this journey, the remembrance of Allah. That is one wing. One wing of it is the love and the want and desire to reach Allah. Allah aur uske rasool sallam ki mohabbat. So, char to conditions ho gayi na, four conditions here. Two of them are the wings. Zikr ek, zikr aur muraqabah is the one wing, and the want and love of Allah and His Messenger, Allah ki muhabbat, ye dusra wing hai. Then your buraq is ready. But you also need the face as well. If it doesn't know, the buraq cannot see where it's going, wo bhi zaruri hai. The head is the steadfastness and istiqama. Istiqama means to keep straight. Meaning, if you've started something, then best of your ability, try to actually be upright. If you fall down, get up again. If you fall down, get up again. And the example of the angel is the example of teacher. I emphasize again and again, this is the miraj of our sinful people. That's why we are saying, whilst Rasulullah's teacher is only Allah. No prophet, no angel is his teacher at all. Be clarified on that. Don't be confused this with that. For us, we are understanding for our point of view. So what happened next then in the story of Miraj? Kya hua ke buraq ka, I'll go to I'll cover Mujahida tomorrow, inshallah. And we'll go forward then. When Rasulullah SAW was to sit upon the Buraq, the Buraq began to move about. وہ ہلنا شروع کر دیا اس نے خوشی کے ساتھ ہلنا شروع کر دیا جیسے بندہ بیٹھ ہی نہیں سکتا person cannot sit تو جبریل علیہ السلام set to the براق جبریل علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ اے براق before this time and after this time there is no more person more honorable than who has sat on your back میں براق کیوں یہ کر رہے ہل کیوں رہے ہو کہ اس سے عزت والی ہستی تو نہ تم پر پہلے بیٹھی نہ اس کے بعد بیٹھے گی then the براق actually stood still and it was sweating with modesty with shyness اس کو شرم آگی اور جو ہے وہ حیاء کی وجہ سے ادب کی وجہ سے پسینہ پسینہ ہو گیا جبریل علیہ السلام نے فرمایا بھئی اس سے عزت دار ہستی تم پر بیٹھے نہیں پہلے نہ بعد میں بیٹھے گی کیوں ہل رہے رک جاؤ تب وہ رک گیا what does this mean for us what does this mean for us ہمارے لیے کیا مطلب اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ شروع شروع میں when you are start the path these four things are weak in the person شروع شروع میں بندہ طاقتور نہیں ہوتا a person is not sound He'll be on and off after 1 month on, then 1 month off, then he will fall. Meaning, this is the indicator that in the start of the journey, there will be ups and downs. Start of any journey, cycle seekhna hai, toh dekhe na, shuru mein yahi hai. If you want to learn horse riding in the beginning, if you want to learn driving, you don't sit in the car and first day you are driving on the motorway and things. پہلے تو یہ کبھی بند ہوگا کلچ نہیں ہوگا کبھی گاڑی بند ہوگی کبھی چلے گی کبھی بریک لگ گئی کبھی دھکے لگیں گے in the beginning this happened so the indication that the براق was moving is an indication that in your journey expect turbulence accept lows and highs is going to come but the important thing is that you are on the journey you mount on the but When did the Buraq stop still was that when it knew that what honor he is receiving, is to receive. تو آپ کے بھی یہ چیزیں مضبوط استقامت steadfastness will come when you will come to realize that what honor are you to achieve in the hereafter, the eternal kingdoms of heaven. When you will come to realize fully تو آپ میں بھی ٹھہرا ہوا آ جائے گا پھر آپ کو گناہ چھوڑنا کوئی بات نہیں ہے میں دنیا بھی چھوڑ سکتا ہوں then you say but for that is the indication of that اور پھر جبریل علیہ السلام نے حضور علیہ السلام کو سوار کیا ادب کے ساتھ براق پر this is referring to کہ it is the teacher for us not رسول اللہ for us The teacher is going to teach us these things. He is going to mount us. وہ مدد کرے گا استقامت کے لیے. That's why to keep contact with the teacher is important. Those people who take the tariq and the path and then they themselves fail and they don't contact and consult the teacher, they won't be able to mount on the buraq. بار بار آؤ کہ teacher ہی تمہیں دوبارہ کھڑا کرے گا provided you are listening and following him. After that, when Rasulullah SAW sat on the Buraq and the Buraq began to travel, پھر کیا ہوا? Before we go into that, so one name, if you can give whole of the Buraq, is the one word Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. کہ Buraq کیا تھا? Buraq جو اللہ کے قریب لے گئے. Buraq took towards the heaven and skies. Buraq means the means to reach Allah. So what is the greatest mean for us? What is the Buraq for us as a whole? It is the sunnah of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Sunnat Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی یہی Buraq ہے. اس سے نبی اللہ نے خود فرمایا قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ لَيْهِ If you love Allah, say O Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, to people, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, meaning follow my sunnah, yuhbibkum Allah, Allah will love you. It's not you will reach Allah, but Allah will love you as well. Or sunnat hi sab se kareeb Allah ko bande ko le jati hai. Ek buzurg ko, ek aap alaihi salam ne farmaya ke meri sunnat ki qeemat shab-e-qadr se bhi zyada hai. Shab-e-qadr ki bahut badi qeemat hai, lekin sunnat-e-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki usse bhi zyada qeemat hai. Kyunki jo shab-e-qadr jisko nahi mili, ye nahi wo radda gaya ya bakhshish nahi hogi, aur jisko sunnat nahi mili, wo banda darwaza jannat ka usne band kar liya apne. اور جو سنت پر چلا وہ جنت میں پہنچ جاتا ہے. So as a whole, the buraq for you, if you want to prepare, is the prophetic sunnah. Then you are ready to journey. اب آپ جو ہے آگے سفر کر سکتے ہیں. And when Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم began the journey, what he saw a land, کتابوں میں آتا ہے کہ آپ علیہ السلام گزر رہے تھے, جبریل علیہ السلام نے دکھایا کہ یہ جگہ جو آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں, the piece of land with many many palm trees, many many palm trees, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, this is the land where you are going to do hijrah. یعنی جب براق کا سفر شروع ہوا towards بیت المقدس, on the way جبریل علیہ السلام came across the land of the palm trees and he mentioned to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, this is the land where you'll do hijrah. So what does it mean for us? Humare liye kya matlab? What does this mean for us, that part? That part of Miraj, looking at the land of hijrah. Humare liye iska matlab ye hai, ke if you want to travel to Allah, we have to do hijrah, we have to leave some people and some places. We have to leave certain relationships, certain people, certain social gathering, certain sitting, ke hijrat karni padegi kuch. Talaqat chhodne padenge kuch na kuch. Yani jo banda tariq par aa jata hai, he is shown that where his place is. His place is with the pious people. His place is not in the clubs, but in the mosque and zaviyas and in good places. His relations, his friends are to be the friends of Allah, not the friends of Shaitan. To usko ye phir ab nazar aana shuru ho jata hai, that there is a change coming in me, the bad things are leaving me, and I am migrating towards the land of palm trees. Palm trees remind you of Jannah and Madina. Jannat mein bhi aise darakht hain jo ek khajoor ki tarah ke hain, unki shape hai. وہ مدینہ شریف میں بھی یہ خاص نشانی ہے. اور بھی درخت ہے جنت میں ہزاروں کے, بٹ دیر آر سرٹن, ایک بتا رہا ہوں آپ کو, کوئی ایسے بھی درخت ہیں جو کھجور کی طرح ہیں, لیکن وہ جنت کی درخت ہیں. دے آر دی ٹریز آف پیراڈائز ایز اٹ موسٹ بیوٹی ان پیرلڈ ان دس ورلڈ ایٹ آل. تو وہاں ہجرت کی جگہ دکھانا, تو شو اٹ از ٹو شو میسج فار اس از دیٹ وین یو آر دیر, be ready, you might have to leave your wife, you might have to leave your children, you might have to leave your friends, if they become like many Anbiya and Awliya, they had to do. Or social circles, or friends, places, your interests, you have to do a hijrah. And you should have your eyes on the palm trees of piety and righteousness and the goodness and the marfat and the love of Allah. You have your eyes on that. Look at that place now. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel Islam was going on a place and he shown me that this is the place and the tree where Hazrat Musa alaihi salam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kohe Tur ke paas. Yeh part bhi aya. This part came in the Miraj, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken to and he offered two rakat nafal there, where on the tree of light وہ جو شجرہ موسیٰ where اللہ سبحانہ spoke with حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام. آپ علیہ السلام وہاں تشریف لے گئے, دو نفل پڑے وہاں کوہ طور. ایک بندہ کہنے لگا ہمارے لوگوں کو بھی شوق ہوتا ہے, there is no harm in this, it's good to visit these places but the purpose should not be lost. وہ مجھے کہنے لگا I have visited کوہ طور and the tree of موسیٰ علیہ السلام still there, you can go and visit. ابھی بھی ہے, بندہ جا کے زیارت کر سکتا ہے. وہ کہنے لگا کہ میں بھی کوہ طور پہ ہو گیا. یہ بس ایک میں بھی کوہ طور پہ ہو گیا, تم گئے ہو گئے نہیں, تم گئے ہو نہیں, میں ہو کے آیا ہوں. میں نے ان سے کہا کہ دیٹ موسیٰ علیہ السلام فاؤنڈ اللہ کوہ طور اینڈ فرام دیٹ ٹری, واٹ ڈیڈ یو فائنڈ؟ آپ کو بھی اللہ مل گیا, آپ کو بھی آواز آئی کوئی بھائی بدلو, یا کوئی پیغام ملا آپ کو وہاں شجرہ موسیٰ سے یا کوہ طور سے, آپ کو بھی اللہ مل گیا؟ نہیں وہ تو نہیں. تو میں نے کہا تم ڈھونڈو تمہارا کوہ طور کیا پتہ کہیں اور ہو, مے بی یو آر کوہ طور اینڈ یو آر ٹری ہو تھرو وچ اللہ ول اسپیک ٹو یو, مے بی اٹ از اے پرسن, مے بی اٹ از اندر پلیس. تم وہ تمہارے لیے تو کوہ طور وہ ہے کہ جہاں تمہیں خدا ملے گا. اٹ مائٹ بی ان یور کنٹری, اٹ مائٹ بی ان اے ہاؤس, اٹ مائٹ بی اے پرسن. موسیٰ علیہ السلام سے تو درخت جو ہے وہ ہم کلام ہوا, درخت سے آواز آئی, رخ بولا نہیں, اس وقت وائس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی بٹ کمنگ فرام تھرو دا ٹری. ہمارے لیے کیا لیسن ہے, واٹ از اے لیسن فار اس؟ لیسن یہ ہے کہ موسیٰ علیہ السلام نے درخت سے آواز آتے سن کے اللہ کا پیغام, یہ نہیں کہا یہ درخت سے آ رہی ہے میں اس کی بات کیوں سنوں, میں تو انسان ہوں, this is a tree, I am a human being, میں کیوں اس کی بات اس کے پیچھے چلوں. Lesson is that he took the lesson and message of Allah even from the tree. So you don't think that یہ بھی اب انسان ہے, میں بھی انسان ہوں, یہ مجھے کیوں اللہ کا راہ دکھائے گا, میں اس کے پیچھے کیوں چلوں. اگر وہ اللہ کی بات بتا رہا ہے تو انبیاء نے درخت سے بھی سنی, یہ نہیں سمجھا کہ وہاں ہم اونچے ہیں درخت تو, a tree is a tree, human being is a human being, but still Musa alayhi salam didn't think like that. He wo kohe tur, he said it's a mountain, this is a tree, I am more honorable, why should I listen to the tree? Medium was the tree, but he said if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message is coming through here, that is, so if Allah's message is coming to you through a person, don't look at the person, he is a human being, he is young, he is old, or whatever he is. If he is giving you the right message, the right guidance, abide by it. And second thing which a person can learn from visiting the Rasulullah ﷺ visit to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was that build your relationship with the past pious people and their lives. وہاں ہمیں سبق مل رہا ہے کہ ہم یہ نہ سوچیں کہ جو پچھلے اور آج کے خاص طور پر پچھلے جو نیک ولی گزرے ہیں ان کی زندگیوں کے ساتھ تعلقات پیدا کرے گا. بلڈ اے ریلیشن شپ, مینٹل انٹلیکچوئل ریلیشن شپ ود دیم, وزٹ دیم, ان کے مزارات کی زیارت کرنا. لیکن وہاں تو مزار بھی نہیں ہے, وہ تو شجرہ موسیٰ ہے, بٹ اسٹل رسول اللہ وزٹڈ, ایون آ نبی ہیز وزٹڈ دیئر بفور, سو پروفٹ علیہ السلام وزٹڈ. تو پچھلے اولیاء اللہ کے ساتھ اپنا تعلق ایک پیدا کرنا, پڑھ کے ان کی زندگیاں, ان کو کیسے خدا ملا, وہ انہوں نے کیسے خدا پایا. پہلے کئی لوگ گناہگار تھے, سم ور سنفل اینڈ دے بیکیم ہائی لیول اولیاء آفٹر. تو اب یہ ہے کہ اگر آپ پاتھ پہ چل رہے ہیں, دین یو وانٹ ٹو میک دیز پیپل یور ماڈل اینڈ تھنکنگ اینڈ یور تھاٹس شوڈ بی وانڈرنگ ٹو اولیاء اللہ اینڈ صلحاء آف دا پاسٹ, not to the worldly people. اب آپ کو چھوڑنا پڑے گا ان کو دنیا داروں کو سوچنے کے بارے میں. اینڈ دا جرنی کیریز آن, سفر جاری ہے, کل تھوڑا اس کے متعلق بیان کریں گے. تو آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ ہاؤ اولی اللہ ہیز مینشن, انہوں نے معراج سے کیا کیا سبق, کیسے کیسے وہ ہمیں گائیڈ کرے کہ ہم بھی جا سکتے ہیں. ہم صرف جو ہے وہ سٹوری پڑھ کے پتہ ہی نہیں بھائی کیوں ہو رہی ہے, ہمارے لیے کیا میسج ہے, بس اسی طرح کر کے مر جائیں گے and it is illusion. So Rasulullah SAW Miraj is the perfect model to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a sinful person. We can still learn from him. اب جو ہے کسی نے question کرنا ہے related to this topic جو میں نے باتیں کی ہیں اسی کے متعلق سوال کریں ادھر ادھر کا سوال نہ کریں. And what I mean by question, let me tell you what you can ask. I covered four conditions of the path, basically. Four conditions, Aqeedah, Fiqh, Tawbah, and Mujahidah, and also the journey to Medina Sharif of Rasulullah Sallam in the night of Hijrah and Musa alayhi salam. So, isi ke mutalliq ilm ke sawal rakhe, yahi teach kiya aapko aaj. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
یہ جو آپ نے تیسرے کی بات کی ہے اس میں اللہ بہت قرآن میں کہاں ایکسرسائز کرتے ہیں کہ بندے کو اللہ کا عیسائی کے لیے جیسے اسپرچل گائیڈ کہہ لیں یا پھر ورشپ کہہ لیں اس کا اللہ کا حکم قرآن سے جو ہے یہ بتا سکتے ہیں کہ کہاں ہے.
Brother is asking that are you that follow a teacher, a human being, rather than actually where it says the Quran. First thing I should say to you or anyone who asks this, whole of the Quran is evidence that you need a teacher. Whole of the Quran. Because I have given you before as well, let's cite the contents of the Quran, I'll come to them as well, they also mention it. But Quran itself is evidence that you need a teacher, because even the Quran when came, no book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came without a human teacher. From Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallam, all the suhuf, all the things, not even one occasion Allah sent a book only through an angel. کہ بھئی یہ کتاب ہے لوگوں کو کہو پڑھ لیں اور جو ہے وہ اپنا ہدایت پا جائیں گے. موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو بھی اللہ نے کتاب دی, تورات دی, لیسن دیا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی کتاب. Meaning there have been examples that there have been human being انبیاء but no book. It means the person compensates for the book as well. But no book came alone. So firstly, this historical thing from Adam alayhi itself is evidence that a human being is necessary. Now we come in the Quran. میں آپ قرآن میں پھر اندر بتاتے ہیں قرآن میں. In the Quran, what you read first? سورة الفاتحہ. سورة الفاتحہ میں کیا آپ مانگ ایک چیز مانگ رہے ہیں, اہدنا الصراط المستقیم. Oh Allah, guide me towards the right path. Ihdina sirat, give me guidance, give me a path, and give me steadfastness. Ab bande ne sawal kar liya. A person have asked a question. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself teaches that you will get to sirat-e-mustaqim with reading and all these things. Where is sirat-e-mustaqim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sirat al-Mustaqim is not in the books and thing. Sirat al-Lazina an'amta alayhim. The path will be found, the path of those people who you have favored. So where Surah Fatiha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, primarily no book or anything is mentioned, but people are mentioned. And people who are favored by Allah, an'amta alayhim, people who have been favored by Allah. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elaborates on this. Who are the people favored by Allah? An'am Allahu. Allah has favored who? An-Nabiyyin. Nabiyyin. You find prophets now? No, we don't find. تو آپ ان کی تعلیم تو آ سکتی ہے لیکن انبیاء علیہ السلام تو نہیں ہے. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have favored Siddiqeen. The champions of truth, the highest level of awliya. وَالشُّهَدَىٰ, they are favored people who are witnesses to you. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, the awliya and the righteous awliya. The righteous or the awliya salihin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and
Do these people are of the good company? And in so I mentioned in Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in so many verses. Allah subhanahu for example said, Wattabi, follow sabila, the path of whom man anaba ilayya, who is following me, who are my servant, who is obedient to me, follow him. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized, because you see the emphasis on messengers and the prophets is the emphasis on teachers, because they were the teachers of their time. So wherever you say wa atiyu Allah, wa atiyu Rasul, and others, and the pious and the righteous, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually differentiated between Hizb al-Shaytan and Hizb al-Rahman, and has asked us, for example, there is another verse of Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, O people, O believers, practice taqwa. Amanu taqullah, how will you attain taqwa? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, be in the company of the sadiqeen, of the truthful people, awliya and sula. Plus, let me tell you, one person in the human history you mention, other than Anbiya alayhi muslim, who have been guided without actually a teacher. One person, meaning the known people actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to some people special knowledge, but that is billions, 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 1% in, like Hazrat Khidr radiallahu ta'ala. But he also have teachers, meaning he also believe in the prophets and messengers, although he is Hazrat Khidr. But the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him was a different kind. It was to do with the running of the world, what's happening, what's not happening, who is dying, who is... But to how to achieve salvation, that knowledge has always come through human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. And that's why in the Quran, when we say that in our tenets of belief, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi. Angels, theek hai. Kutub, books has come, angels have wrote, Allah has sent. Is it sufficient? Allah said, no. Wa rusuli, you have to have teachers. And the Mashaykh also has said that one of the reason why Shaitan didn't actually obey Allah and he was destroyed and he failed was he didn't have a teacher himself. He was a self-made person, a person who worshipped himself excessively and did very well up to some extent. But imagine that if he had the teacher, a sheikh, to sheikh, to pehle hi takabbur dur karta hai bande se, hasad dur karta hai. Wo pehle kehta hai hasad dur karo, takabbur dur karo. Ab wo khud ibadat karta raha hai, ustaz hai nahi hai koi, aur wo dekh le ke wo phir kya hua uske saath. To normally, as I said, Quran bhi emphasize karta hai, sunnat bhi, phir Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam ke baad sahaba ne follow kiya, sahaba ko tabi'in ne jo hai taba tabi'in ne, and even to the last day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to send a book. Allah is going to send Imam Mahdi as a teacher and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam as a teacher. Book to nahi aayegi wahan. Allah par ye jo dajjal aa gaya to tum kitab padhna, kitab padh ke tum bach sakte ho, muqabla karna usse, balki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a teacher at that time. Allah Prophet alayhi salam, you stay with Imam Mahdi and accompany Isa alayhi salam. So is there are countless, as I said, almost all the surahs of the Quran has this thing mentioned in there.
About people going to people's graves and making
There is already, I have given a detailed guidance on that, and that guidance is also now in a print version form in a leaflet. The adab and etiquette for people who are visiting the pious, righteous people of the past of Awliya Allah. What they should do there, what they should not do there. So I advise you to get that leaflet and know the adab, that how you go there and what you should, some do's and some don'ts, what you should not do, how to retain fares, what not to do, by wa sajda nahi karna, tawaf nahi karna, wagaira wagaira, Allah se unke wasile se mangna hai. Or more is importantly, how to get spiritual fuzat from them. So inshallah, you ask the brothers, they will inshallah give you that leaflet and you can inshallah learn. And when people go to Morocco or other countries with me, so we do that and follow those guidelines and try to stay in those guidelines, and then the person will benefit. So for example, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi said that any person who visits any grave of a wali and there are prayers or fasts on his shoulder, he has not yet prayed, he will not get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he goes there. Because these are the obligations. مثلا قضاء نمازیں ہیں وہ پڑھ نہیں رہا, روزے ہیں وہ رکھ نہیں رہا, یعنی the past ones, and he goes to a optional visit of a grave, he is rather going to become more away from Allah. اور آج تو یہ حالت ہے کہ قضاء پڑھنی تو ایک طرف, آج کی نمازیں نہیں پڑھ رہے ہیں, لوگ جا رہے ہیں زیارتیں کر رہے ہیں, وہ رستے میں نمازیں ضائع کر رہے ہیں, گناہ کر رہے ہیں, اور مطلب یعنی تو ان کو فائدہ نہیں ہو سکتا. So these things are mentioned there. So there are certain things to be fulfilled before the journey, certain things you do there, certain things you don't do there, so that you can achieve benefit. To aap inshallah, whoever is listening, they can go to either our website and also get the discourse from there, or the leaflet which is available here, how to visit the shrines of awliya and of the past, or anbiya alayhimus salam. And also there are adab for normal graveyard visit as well, will be here.
Assalamu alaikum. Hazrat Sahib, I just wanted to ask a question, it's more out of interest really. Regarding the path of self-purification, does that also apply to the jinn as well? And also, the fiqh that applies to us, does that apply to them, or is it something different for them? If you could tell us a little bit about that, jazakallah.
Does the Sharia, tariq and fiqh apply to jinnat? Yes, the jinnat are also responsible of addresses of Quran and Sunnah, and yes, they follow the turuq. They have their own awliya Allah as well, but they follow human being awliya Allah as well. Many of them, they do follow. They have their own scholars, high level scholar, meaning there are jinnats who are still living, who are tabi'in, who seen the sahaba. So they have a privilege to even to learn from those people. And some are very, very aged. So they have their own system, but some, they do come to human beings, awliya, the human being scholars, and they actually take lessons and they learn the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an extra edge to human beings on that regard. So that's why the prophets came in the human being. تو یہ مختلف طریقے میں, ہمارے طریق پہ بھی مشائخ نے فرمایا کہ لاکھوں کروڑوں جنات چل رہے ہیں, طریقہ محمدیہ پر بھی billions, billions جنات چلتے ہیں, they benefit as well. There is a brother amongst our brothers who have this responsibility to give the tariq to jinnat. I don't personally, but there is amongst brothers, you amongst you, अपने साथियों में कोई है जिसको एक जिम्मेदारी है वो उनके साथ डील कर, मैं तो खुद यानी नहीं, but this they do actually take. ये होता है. It is better not to interact with them. They are very very shrewd and sharp and also cunning creation amongst them. Actually, some people they might come with a very good intention apparently, but they can. It's like whoever have interacted with Jannat, at the end they've lost really. Because it's like gambling. They are more planners than you. So even Awliyaullah and Ulama, many they do actually don't actually extend, and they never actually ask them anything as such, like some people do ask, do this for me, what is happening there, what is etc. etc. These things they themselves don't know much things. Allah Pak ne Quran Majeed mein bhi iske baad mein irshad farmaya. Haan, koi ke padhne aaye hain log, koi ke ulama se kitabe padhi hain madrasu mein, unhone in maas tor theek tareek to theek hai, wo lete hain, unka bhi, unhone bhi jannat ya jahannam mein jana hai, they are responsible.
Sheikh Sahib, can you tell me a little bit more about the head of the Barak Istiqamah? I wasn't really sure about what it is.
Istiqamah means that, let's say, in Arabic, Istiqamah is called straight line. Let's say that you have begun to do something. Istiqamah, in other words, means being regular on something which you are doing. No gaps, no falling, and things like that. In a straight, let's say that you will say, if you do zikr, when we'll say you have istiqamat on zikr, it means that you are doing it regularly. And whenever you miss it, you immediately fulfill. You have istiqamat on sunnah, it means that you abide by the sunnah always actually, and very rarely you actually mean. So it means becoming regular on something. And not missing it, yeah. Like a straight line, they're gonna line aise ja rahi hai. Yeah. And then there are levels of istiqama. Levels, we'll cover that in maybe another time. There are about 7 different levels of istiqama. Istiqama of sinful person is different than the istiqama, the steadfastness, regularity of than the pious. Wo bhi hai. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes, regarding the tawbah and repentance is that if you fulfill the conditions of the tawbah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said that even you do it 70 times in a day, it is still valid. But fulfilling conditions, as I said, I'm going to talk in some detail on the 27th night, that if you really do the tawbah in the proper way, it is not easy to get to that sin. But you have asked that if a person have done tawbah and the proper way, leaving the sin, regret, having a strong, firm intention not to, but due to some weakness they indulge again, they can do Tawbah, there is no limit. Tawbah has two limits. One is when you are dying and the other world has become apparent to you, the unseen world has become seen. Second is when the sun is going to rise from the west, near the day of judgment. That's the end door of the Tawbah is closed now. If any kafir believes, his iman is not valid. If a sinful person repents, his sin is not. Similarly, if you repent at the time of death, that Tawbah is not valid. So before that, no matter doing 100 times, but the proper way, which is, it's written in this book, if you do, then inshallah after some time a person will be inshallah saved from the kabira sin. And saghira sins, they are forgiven through different acts, like you are doing wudu, you are praying, these sins keep getting washed even without your knowledge. So, but the kabira sins a person can abstain, and so that they happen very seldom, and when they happen a person does do repentance. Okay. ٹھیک ہے جی, اللہ پاک آپ جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے, سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اور یہی چیز ہے جس کو ہیومینٹی نیڈز. دس ٹوڈے وی ڈیو ٹو دی لیک آف ٹائم اینڈ تھنگز وی دا بردرز ہو سو سم ویژنز اور میسیجز اور ڈریم ود دے ریلیٹ دے ہیو ناٹ, لیکن اس میں بڑے امپورٹنٹ میسیجز ہیں. مین تھنگ از اباؤٹ آل دس, اباؤٹ دا پاتھ and really acting upon yourself and conveying, and all the status and darajat are for the pardiyar. Kyunki raat kal barkat wali raat thi, usme mashallah kafi hai. Lekin aap dekh lein, aap ye bhi aap pehle aapne question answer kiya, phir kiya, abhi halqa karenge. If we get time in the night time or after fajr, to aap baithna to aapko suna denge. There for encouragement and some guidance, and also for a person so that a motivation, and see that what happens in the spiritual we don't normally see, you see. So some people they see, so the angels are coming, going, and these things what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. So ye cheeze hoti hai bisharat, ye cheeze to kai bhaiyon ko hoti hai, to mashallah. But the real thing is the ultimate aim, pleasure of Allah, four objectives, the means and the conditions. So nine things we have covered, and now from tomorrow inshallah we'll cover a little bit of mujahida and then go towards the path, the four stages of the path in the light of miraj and ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جزاك الله, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد ان لا اله الا انت, نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. ما شاء الله. Allah.